So two disasters in 2 weeks, Dave. What's going on?
Well, the hits just keep on coming.
Oh,
you know?
Man. Now, so a bottling disaster, what does that entail?
Well, it just, you know, bottling beer in general is just the, like, I don't care if you're home brewing or if you're commercial brewing. Bottling is just a pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah. And, even with all the new equipment and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's still, it's just like, it doesn't seem like it should be that difficult, but I don't know. It's always, there's always something it seems
so
like.
So was this human error, operator error, or was it mechanical error?
It's more mechanical error.
Okay, yeah. we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Was there a backup and a crash or a...
No backup, no crash, just... we've been working on retooling some new equipment and reconfiguring stuff, and it seems like every time we get something fixed, then there's
something else goes.
You know? And it's just like, man.
Ain't that the
cheers,
story of life?
That's why we brew beer, you know?
That's right.
So
that's
happy
why we,
Friday. Life
happy
is
Friday.
Good.
That's why we drink it, too.
The sun is shining. We got cherry pie downtown tonight.
Yep. Music at in the Village Green. So, what, 7 yeah. to 10?
Green Lake County Fair, right?
We just set up for that yesterday. Yeah, yeah, I was out there with Bruce. Yeah. We're right when you come in the main area, a little bit to the left, we're giving away, it's funny, State Fair passes.
State Fair.
County Fair.
Wow.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. Which that started, what, on Thursday, right?
Or
is it today?
I think it started yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
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 So that goes
yeah,
on
Thursday,
for a couple
yeah.
of weeks.
Yeah.
Great weather for it, too.
Oh, man. The weather is phenomenal.
It's
especially
about
after
time.
That tropical heat wave, you know?
That was brutal.
It, you know, it's not so much the heat as that gosh darn humidity.
It's very true. It's going to be nice for Sandbar Bash, too, this weekend.
Is
which
that
is,
this weekend?
Yeah, wow. Out on just north of, like, Winneconne.
Sure.
Out in that area. So that usually draws a pretty good crowd.
Yeah.
And what's cool is there's always a plane that you see the pictures in the office here.
Oh,
of
yeah.
It. There was one year it was at the Amaro Park, at Scott Park, but... usually it's out at the sandbar. Some sandbar. Sometimes
sure.
it's Terrell's Island. This time it's north of Winneconne yeah. again. And they fly over with a plane and they take a picture. What's cool is they take a veteran up with them every year.
Oh, okay.
So you veterans can put their names in a hat. And one of them is you have to have good knees to get in and out of the airplane. So they announced it, I think it was 2 days ago, who it was. I don't know the name, but... so they did pick someone for this year.
We were at the Brewers game on Tuesday.
Oh, right? You made it down,
with
huh?
the Grand Slam. Vaughn hit that Grand Slam
yeah.
against the Cubs.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Awesome game. But they had a veteran there. You know, they always honor a veteran at the game.
Sure.
They had this guy. He was at D-Day. He like was on Omaha Beach, and then he was at Battle of the Bulge. I mean, this
wow.
guy must... like, we were trying to do the math. He had to be... 99 or 100.
I was going to say that's
yeah,
yeah.
so cool. There can't be many of those guys left,
right?
That were there. But
was
yeah,
he
was
from
really cool.
the area here?
They didn't say where he was.
Yeah.
yeah, they just you know.
Boy,
but the
amazing.
Place that was like the only time the whole stadium cheered,
right?
Because it's the Cubs fan, you know, like so.
Yeah,
like half the usually, game it was the Brewers.
It's
fans.
Like watching something on C-SPAN.
Yeah,
one was, side of the aisle or the
yeah,
other.
Exactly, and there were so many Cubs fans down there, but we quieted them down that night, so it was good.
Very cool, very cool. So, well, aside from everything that's going on now with the fairs and stuff, are you taking a deep breath from the EAA rush?
Yeah, we had a busy week last week with EAA.
Yeah.
It was great. Big news on the sailboat front.
Was next on my
yeah,
list.
So I didn't get in the water yet. You know, I told you I got my little one in there.
Sure, your dinghy.
But I did find someone to repair my boat. I'm waving the white flag. I'm not gonna do it.
It's the steering, right?
Yeah, it's the steering. So I took it up yesterday, and in 2 weeks it should be ready. And I'm
so do they have to restring it, or what? Is it a cable driven?
It's got a steering wheel.
Oh, like your bigger one does have a
bigger
steering
one.
Wheel.
Okay. Yeah, and so it's got a chain drive that then attaches to a cable, and
so it's pretty complex.
It's a little complex, you know. It's probably one of those things, if I had like a full week to devote to it, I could probably get it.
Yeah, but you're a business owner. Yeah, I understand. It's kind of just you hire it out now.
It's low on the priority list, I guess.
I was thinking of that the other day when I'm out on the water, and it's like I have power steering on mine.
Yeah.
And I usually that doesn't fail as long as you make sure the fluid's mm-hmm. good in it, which that rarely goes down too unless there's a leak. But I'm thinking when you open up the hatch and you look way down in there, it's like, how would you ever get to it
right.
if it failed?
Yeah.
You'd probably, now it probably will, but you're better off pulling the engine out, yeah, I think.
Right.
Four bolts, a cannon, plug of wires, and drop the drive off and pull
well,
it out.
So that was the other thing that happened yesterday. Oh, we're loading up for delivering, and our van was dead. So I'm going to get the battery. I open the hood, and there's no battery. You know, so it's
yeah,
like, where is the battery?
It's
on
under
this
the spare tire.
It's
in
under
the back.
It's under the driver's seat. But they have like 17,000 screws that you gotta take off, yeah. And then you gotta take this cover off, and you gotta take the seat off.
Sure. Oh, and then there's that vent tube.
Yes.
That always breaks.
Vent tube. Yeah.
But you know, so your Durango is probably the same as the Jeep. It's under the passenger seat.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And the thing is if it dies, the key fobs have the other key in it where you can put it in the door and you can yeah. pop the hood, and then there's the posts you can put a jump box on it.
Yeah.
To move the seat forward.
Yeah.
Seems like they were smoking something when they designed that. But I will say this, the battery, spotless. There's no corrosion,
you're right.
Nothing
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, my van's like 8 years old. It looks brand new.
Yeah, you could run it into yeah. the batteries plus shelf and leave it.
You
and
could
people
still
would,
sell it, yeah.
Yeah. That I will give them. Yeah. They designed it well that way for up here in the Salt.
That's belt. The only thing I'm giving them.
Yeah. So anything coming up for live entertainment?
Yeah, we got big shoes to fill with PHIL, Phil.
Phil, okay.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow night. So they're a country duo.
Ask him his shoe size.
I will.
You? Just say, yeah. J-Ray wants to know yeah. his shoe size.
Yeah, and then so they're playing 5-8. And then I got a Scoop the Loop is this Saturday, which is crazy.
We were just talking yeah. about that. It's already here.
Yes. And okay. We didn't realize that. So, yeah, tomorrow night, Scoop the Loop. All kinds of stuff going on. I can't believe it's August. Maybe, happy August 1st, I guess.
Happy August 1st. Maybe we'll see Timmy Oliver get a little ticket for yeah. doing a burnout.
There you go.
On Watson. You never know.
Seems like July 4th was last week, doesn't it?
I know.
It?
It's scary how quick yeah. it goes. And
smoke them while you got them, as
that's
they
right.
say, right?
Well, contact info,
Dave. 748-5188.
Have
Cheers.
A good one. Cheers.
Happy Friday.